set, please come to order. Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 13 members present this morning. Senator Schultz and Jara are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Please stand for invocation by the chaplain, Ms. Kayla Epstein of the Juneau Jewish Community.
O source of light and truth, creator of the law of goodness and of the impulse within us for justice and mercy, bless all who bring to this place the offering of their hearts. May our worship here lead us to fulfill our words and our hopes with acts of kindness, peace, and love. Amen.
Senator Collins, lead us in pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator
Menard. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. No, will the secretary please certify the journal? I'm sorry.
I wish to certify as the corrections of the journals for the 94th, 95th, 96th, 97th, 98th, 99th legislative days.
Senator Alford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that all those journals be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, all those journals are certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. In Senator Ziegler's gallery, I'd like to introduce my husband, Bucky Tart.
Senator, further introductions? Messages from the governor.
Message dated April 16th to Mr. President. Accordance A is 3905080 and Article 3, Sections 25 and 26 of the Alaska Constitution. I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Edward P. Young.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Game, Roger Huntington.
Resources.
State Medical Board, David McGuire.
Labor and Commerce.
State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, Bonnie Tisler.
Labor and Commerce.
Sincerely, Walter J. Hickel, Governor, and those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Messages from the House.
Messages dated April 15th and 16th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Concurrent Resolution Number 53 by Representatives Ellis, Breckman, B. Davis, and Kopanen, encouraging hospitals in the state to establish residency programs for persons being trained as physicians.
House Committee.
CS for House Bill 99 Finance with the Finance Committee, an act requiring pay equity for certain public employees and requiring the compensation of certain public employees to be based on the value of the work performed.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
CS for House Bill Number 40, Labor and Commerce for the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act related to security that must be provided for or for hearing aid dealers.
Yes, Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill 490 Resources by the Resources Committee, an act prohibiting the sale or purchase of parts of bears and prohibiting the possession of more than one bear gallbladder.
Resources, Judiciary.
CS for House Bill 572 Finance amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating the powers, duties, and operations of certain state agencies, including those of the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation, those of the Citizens Advisory Commission in the federal areas in Alaska, disposal or lease in the state land or interest in state land, the management of public recreational land, the management of state parks and recreation areas, vehicle registration, small procurements, the Employment Assistance and Training Program Fund, contracts for confinement of certain prisoners, and the recording of public documents and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
CS for House Bill 573 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to state municipal programs that provide a financial benefit to entities and individuals, including an exemption from municipal property taxation for certain primary residences and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
CS for House Bill Number 574, Finance amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating to finances of state government relating to charges and fees for various licenses, services, regulatory activities, and materials provided by the state, including those related to motor vehicles and drivers of motor vehicles, to safety and to health and safety reviews, permits and inspections, to hunting, fishing, and trapping, to occupational licenses, occupational certifications and occupational training programs, and plans to notaries, commissions, to public offices, to identification cards, to state parks, to telecommunications, to public efficacy, to corrections, to pipeline carriers, and to public utilities relating to the provision of licenses, services, regulatory activities, and materials by the state relating to the collection of donations to the state park system and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, Finance.
Those are all the messages in the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
There are no communications this afternoon.
Report to standing committees.
Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 25.
I'm going to perform my civic duty by going to court this afternoon. I would like at this time to Senator Halford to take over. With ease.
Back to order. Will the Secretary please read the first item on the calendar?
Senate Bill number 437 by Senator Collins, an act concerning keeping of firearms in certain lockers and other containers in preschools, elementary, junior high, and secondary schools, and post-secondary educational institutions, and the right of schools, school districts, and post-secondary educational institutions to search and examine certain lockers and other containers. Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with CS, new time reports it back as follows. Senator Halford, Chair, and Senator Adams sign no recommendation. Senator Collins and Frank sign do pass, zero fiscal notes. Rules Committee considered the resolution, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senator Duncan, Jones, and Halford. There's a Judiciary Committee substitute.
Senator Rody?
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there amendments?
May I read it a second? CS for Senate Bill number 437, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act concerning keeping of firearms in certain lockers and other containers in preschools, elementary, junior high, and secondary schools, and post-secondary educational institutions, and the right of schools, school districts, and post-secondary educational institutions to search and examine certain lockers and other containers.
Are there amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Rody.
To consent that Senate Bill 437 be considered engrossed, advance third reading, and place for final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 437 will be placed in third reading on final passage. Is there debate?
CS.
We need the reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 437, Judiciary, an act concerning keeping of firearms in certain lockers and other containers in preschools, elementary, junior high, and secondary schools, and post-secondary educational institutions, and the right of schools, school districts, and post-secondary educational institutions to search and examine certain lockers and other containers.
Question before the Senate is the final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 437. Is there debate? Senator Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Page 2 discusses the post-secondary educational institutions, and the phrase there, without the permission of the chief administrative officer of the school. Now, does that mean that at the University of Alaska, the chief administrative officer of the school could say that it's the policy that that students at the University of Alaska that live on campus are allowed to have firearms in their dorm rooms? Would that be... Is that what's envisioned here as permission, or would each individual student have to get individual permission to keep a firearm in their dorm room?
Senator Rudy.
Mr. President, in response to my distinguished colleague from Eagle River, obviously the manner by which they would administer any regulations that they wanted to could be on a obviously a wholesale policy or on an individual basis. But the real reason for that is, for example, at the University of Alaska, my alma mater, there is a nationally ranked rifle team. Members of that team do carry their 22 target rifles back and forth to their car or in some other manner across campus. It is forbidden to keep firearms in your room at the university, has always been the case. This would just allow some reasonable flexibility for the ROTC and for the rifle team.
Further debate? Question before the Senate, then, is final passage of Committee Substitute Senate Bill 437, Judiciary. Will the members please vote? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the Secretary take the roll? And so, Committee Substitute Senate Bill 437 has passed the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas and 0 nays. Will the Secretary please read the next item on the calendar?
Senate Bill Number 440 by Senators Frank and Rohde, an act related to the issuance of sport fishing, hunting, or trapping licenses, permits or tags to a person whose sport fishing, hunting, or trapping license is suspended or revoked in another state. Resources Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with CS, new title, and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Cotton, Jar, Frank, Menard, and Halford. Zero fiscal note. Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Collins, Roy, and Frank. Zero fiscal notes. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Halford, Jones, and Eliason. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move the unanimous consent of the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 440, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act related to the issuance of any class of guide outfitter license to a person whose sport, fishing, hunting, trapping, or guide outfitter license is suspended or revoked in another state, and relating to the issuance of sport, fishing, hunting, or trapping licenses, permits, or tags to a person whose sport, fishing, hunting, or trapping license is suspended or revoked in another state, and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Rohde?
Consent the Senate Bill 440 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 440 will be advanced.
CS for Senate Bill Number 440, Judiciary, an act related to the issuance of any class of guide outfitter license to a person whose sport, fishing, hunting, trapping, or guide outfitter license is suspended or revoked in another state, and relating to the issuance of sport, fishing, hunting, or trapping licenses, permits or tags to a person whose sport, fishing, hunting, or trapping license is suspended or revoked in another state, and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Question before the Senate is final passage of committee substitute, Senate Bill 440, Judiciary. Will the members please vote? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the Secretary please record the vote? And so, committee substitute Senate Bill 440, Judiciary, passed the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the vote on committee substitute Senate Bill 440 will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Citations honoring Eagle River Lionesses by Senators Cotton, Halford, Rochelle, Pierce, Ewing, Sturgelewski, Menard, Pertullo, Rohde, and Collins, honoring the Englund High School men's and women's basketball teams. Senators Eliason, Fisher, Pierce, Ewing, Sturgelewski, Jones, Menard, Duncan, Pertullo, Rohde, and Collins. Honoring Heidelberg High School men's basketball team, Senators Eliason, Fisher, Pierce, Ewing, Sturgelewski, Jones, Menard, Duncan, Pertullo, Rohde, Collins. Honoring Kilowog High School women's basketball team, Senators Eliason, Fisher, Pierce, Ewing, Sturgelewski, Jones, Menard, Duncan, Pertullo, Rohde, and Collins.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move you now that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, Senator Adams was called out of town due to a death in the family, and he's sent to the president a request to be excused. We have no procedure to excuse an absent member in his absence. However, the letter will be shown in the journal so that there is a reflection that he was, in fact, called out of town for a family emergency.
Sent the Senator Adams letter be included in today's journal.
Thank you, Senator Rohde. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Sturgill.
Senate Hess committee meeting at 8 o'clock tomorrow, very busy schedule. Senate Bill 388, Centralized Correspondence Study, HB 545, certain Medicaid coverage and case management services, HJR 70, personal exemption and parental child care exemption, HJR 73, urging appropriate officials to review implementation of the Indian Child Welfare Act, and HB 52, child support for post-majority children.
Further announcements, Senator Rohde.
President, there will be a reception tonight at between 5 and 7 at the Baranoff by the Alliance. And all members are invited.
Further announcements. Special orders. Could we stand to these for a minute, Senator Rohde? Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Rohde, under announcements.
Announcements. I'd like to announce the meeting of the Rules Committee today upon adjournment. The Rules Committee will be taking up the following bills for the purpose of calendaring. Senate Bill 338, PERS credit for temporary service. Senate Bill 448, approving the Kapara Quarter Unit royalty sale. Senate Bill 470, establishing Alaska Flag Day. And Senate Concurrent Resolution 37, naming Arkansas Beach on Hog Island. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Special orders. Senator Rohde.
President, if there's no further business to come before the Senate, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objection, we're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.